Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to have a busy week. I've got some open days, but I've got some days where we're going to have some guests, and it's going to be fun. One's actually coming in studio. He's running for Senate here in the state of Missouri on a third party. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that third party in the Senate race here in the state of Missouri. And what about in your state? Now, that's coming up Wednesday. So I'm pretty excited anytime I actually have somebody physically here in the office, in the studio. Okay. Are you ready for some football? I like football. I'm not an avid fan. I'm an avid fan of the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's pretty much what I watch. But football is still in the preseason at this moment, and the 49ers quarterback, Kaepernick, and I don't even know if I'm saying his name right, is taking a stand, or shall we say a sit, as he makes his statement against the United States of America. Now, he said, "I'm not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color. To me, this is bigger than football. It would be selfish on my part to look the other way. There are bodies in the street and people getting paid leave and getting away with murder." So he takes a stand, not just against the flag, that's where he didn't stand up, but this nation as a whole. Now, he has the right to do what he's doing. And a part of me can halfway admire that he actually believes in what he's trying to say. But this nation that he right now hates provides opportunities for every ethnicity. Even though there is truth that prejudice exists, we cannot legislate it away. His stand does nothing to right the wrongs that he believes are occurring. And the hypocrisy is that in 2015, he was fined $11,000 for using the N-word toward another player. I guess in their playing their tactics where they taunt one another, I don't know. There are many white Americans who died to free all Americans. There were many black Americans who have died for the freedom throughout this entire nation's history. There are black criminals. There are white criminals. There are black cops. There are white cops. There are poor whites. There are wealthy and middle-class whites. There are poor blacks. There are wealthy and middle-class blacks. There are gangs of color shooting one another. But that is ignored by the Black Lives Matter and the haters. The crimes of black on black are just heart-wrenching. The innocent, the children. The fact our community is in the tank has hurt many communities. Our economy is in the tank, has hurt many communities. And the sad truth is the black communities, and just having to say that is a telltale sign of what's going on in this nation through the economy and through the D.C. occupiers. Particularly those communities are run by the Democrats. But I'm not going to cut any slack for the Republicans. So this young quarterback has every right to do what he says, that he needs to check his history. He goes on and talks about the American flag, and that there's no difference between that flag and the one that was banned, the Confederate flag, that they stand for the same thing. Well, first of all, he doesn't know the history of that particular flag, and neither did anyone else when they banned it, because it was not a flag about slavery. They need to check the history of what this nation truly is, and it's supposed to be sovereign people, sovereign states, a sovereign nation. In that order. As a sovereign individual, he has the right to not stand for the national anthem. But he best look at why he has the right to do that. How many people of all colors died for him to have the right to do that? And how much money does he make at his job? He needs to check his facts. He needs to go back to history class. He needs to read the story of our revolution. He needs to read in depth the story of the civil rights movement and the Civil War. He needs to understand that, yes, this nation has some dark days, but this nation stands for freedom and individual sovereignty. Not all people are kind, and we can't legislate them to be kind. So he has the right, but he better check to see exactly who died to give him that right. There were black men, and there were white men, and there were others of other ethnicity that died for that right. So why this country may have some faults, we have the sovereignty yet to make such a stand. Now, I get aggravated at it because of what's going on, the stupidity, the arrogance, the prejudice. So are you ready for some football? Kaepernick doesn't stand for the national anthem. The Rams players come out on the field with their hands up, don't shoot motions. And other players can wear T-shirts saying, I can't breathe. But the Dallas Cowboys can't put a sticker on their helmets for the five policemen who were killed. And Tebow was ridiculed constantly for his faith. Sovereignty, individual sovereignty, the First Amendment. Do these have the right to do what they did? Yeah, I guess they have a right to take a stand. I'm not sure that the football arena is the place to do it. But the NFL has lost its way. It's not there to make a statement. It's a game. And your freedom, my friend, was never a game, but serious battles. People died so that you could have the right to stand or sit, to sing or not sing, to fight or not fight for freedom. You better learn your history, Mr. Quarterback. You better read the papers, Mr. Quarterback. And you better understand that it goes much, much deeper than what you even begin to believe. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We have several topics to discuss, but I wanted to prepare you for football because it's coming up. I just kind of wondered, there were suggestions on Twitter by James Wood, the actor. How about a little boycott to find out who this man's sponsors are? Well, you know, the man has the right to do what he has done. That doesn't make it proper, and it doesn't make it that he's knowledgeable. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we, the people, will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school. Whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college, the convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup store, carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips. Cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4990. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Seth Ann. Now we started out with, are you ready for some football? You know, I do like football. I do like football. I don't know what your opinion is on this quarterback that refused to stand. If you have an opinion, you're welcome to call. But let's talk about that sovereignty. Let's talk about that right to take a stand. Let's talk about infringement against we the people. The Oregon police and two FBI agents could face a lawsuit from the widow of an Arizona rancher who took part in the Mollier, I can't pronounce the county, wildlife refuge occupation and was killed in a confrontation with authorities. Now, we've covered this some, and CJ was on a week or two ago, and she told us that the lawsuit was pending, that they were thinking about suing the federal government. California-based attorney Brian Claypool told the Oregon Live that the lawsuit on behalf of Jeanette Finicum and the family has not been filed, but that they are pursuing it with 100% certainty. Prosecutors determined the shots fired at 54-year-old Robert Lavoie Finicum were in fact necessary. All six shots fired by the Oregon State Police, the three into the truck and the three that struck Mr. Finicum, are justified, said the District Attorney Dan Norris. Claypool says evidence shows shots were fired contrary to statements made during the investigation. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating whether an agent lied about the firing two shots that did not hit Finicum and and the four others worked to hide it later. Claypool said more details about the lawsuit would be announced at a news conference in September. Jeanette Finnegan has said in a statement that her husband was murdered. A family statement said Finnegan was executed in cold blood. Claypool also represents Ryan Bundy in the case related to this same occupation. Folks, things are going on across this nation while we sit here and fuss about one thing or the other and are distracted. The campaign for presidency is important. It's important that people behind the scene are talking to these candidates. It won't do any good to talk to Hillary Clinton, but they need to know that we the people are fed up with not having life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity any longer. I don't have it in front of me, but President Barack Obama declared another national monument out at sea, and nothing can be propagated from that area now. And it was one of the largest fishing areas. Commercial fishermen are trying to fight this, but, you know, he's not the first president to do this. Binding up the land, taking it from the people. Of course, that's water. Taking the rights from the people to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity is going on. While we discuss the polls, the emails, and the corruptness, the pay-to-play of the Clinton Foundation. Not that that's not important, it is. But what's going on in your communities is important. It's so vital that you know about things like Agenda 21. Because it's all connected to this land taking. Which is exactly what's been going on with our ranchers in the West. They are a persecuted people. And they're fighting for their life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. They can't even make a living. Farmers can't make a living. Ranchers can't make a living. We're fighting the D.C. occupiers every step of the way. And we're led by bureaucracy, regulations, mandated, fines, permits, licenses. So you can have, I guess it's a pay-to-play of its own. You have to pay if you're going to have any kind of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. And you're going to pay dearly, and it looks like some have paid with their lives. Recently. It's important. You don't hear about it on the other networks. They're not talking about it. They're not connecting the dots. I think Lou Dobbs connected him. He just won't come out and say it. He gets so frustrated with those elite Republicans. Why aren't they? I know they hate Trump, he says, but why aren't they talking about what this Clinton Foundation is doing? Well, maybe it's because they're involved. Maybe it's because this pay-to-play has been going on a very long time, and there are numerous names on both parties, both sides of the aisle, that are involved. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why they can't come out and say it. Maybe that's why they hate Trump so much, because he's brought these things to front. The immigration and the trade. So we have Louisiana trying to come back from a horrible, horrible flood. Trump went down there and they tried to say it was a photo op, and I think he did his best to keep it from being that. Obama was finally guilted into going down there. Not so with Hillary Clinton. She has yet to bother to see the people in Louisiana. And they're upset about it. And a newspaper there was blasting her for snubbing the flood victims. And they're asking, is it because we're a red state? Let's just be red, white, and blue, people. I hear them say red state, blue state, Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, black, white, Hispanic. When can we just be red, white, and blue Americans? Sovereign individuals. When will we realize that these D.C. occupiers, they occupy these offices, they cut these deals, and we are the losers? And it doesn't really matter what color you are. Your businesses are being harmed. Your way of life is at stake. And they don't care. They care when there's an election. Well, Hillary doesn't really care about Louisiana, apparently. They care when there's an election. And that's the only time they care. I had an article with you last, shared an article with you last week where they're concerned there's a 60% chance they're going to lose, the Republicans are going to lose the majority. Whoopee-doo. They've had the majority and they've done nothing. So they're trying, all the Trump haters are trying to tell the Republican National Committee, don't use any of the money that we're getting in here for Trump. He doesn't need it. He's going to lose anyway. We need to keep this majority. Well, why? The reason Trump is where he is because they didn't do what we elected them to do across this great nation. We told them to get rid of Obamacare. They didn't bother to do it. We told them to pass a budget. They didn't bother to do it. They handed him the Iran deal. And while I admire some of these that are putting up at least a front to fight Hillary over the email scandals, nothing yet has happened. They scream, well, they ask great questions, but nothing happens. It's all for the camera, or so it appears. I love Trey Gowdy. I like the way he talks, but let's get something done. Maybe I haven't had enough coffee. I'm kind of on the edge today. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I think maybe I need to save space today. You know, and I'm the only one in the office, so that's kind of tough. 877-895-5410. You are a sovereign people. Sovereign states. Sovereign nation. Don't let the D.C. occupiers take that away from you. 877-895-5410. We the people will be right back. Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation we idly sit by allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I had another story to share with you, but we're going to go to Jim from Illinois. Jim, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself, Beth Ann?
I'm doing okay. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I don't want to sound like I'm nitpicking or splitting
hairs.
I told my producer.
Said the wrong thing. Go ahead.
No, you didn't. My thing was that sometimes we use one word, or two, we have two different words that have two different meanings, but we end up kind of putting them together, you know, and one means the other. What I was going to address was the word right. All right, we have a right to, he has a right to, you know, do this and that. If I understand it right, and especially like in the Declaration of Independence, our rights, from what I understand, come from God.
You're absolutely
And so
right.
God doesn't give people right to do anything wrong. A right is a right to do something. And I was looking it up in the dictionary. It's like morally, you know. But my point is that rather than the right to sit down, the right to do this, the right to do that, it's got the freedom as opposed to the right. You know, does Obama have the right to do all the things that he does? Where does he have the right?
He doesn't.
No, but he has the freedom. He has the freedom.
Well, he does. Okay. Well, I'll nitpick a little bit there.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the freedom to go against the Constitution. He's just getting away with it.
No, he doesn't. But here's the other thing I was just going to mention quick, that when we have that difference, and this is from the New Testament, there's liberty and then there's license.
Okay.
And so we have the liberty, but then we can take license. And all right, he's taking license then.
Okay.
You know
now some of the liberals get upset because they say that the conservatives will mix those words up. When we don't like the word freedom, we'll use the word liberty. And if we don't, you know, so it is kind of nitpicking with words. But I think people understand that, you know, to be sovereign people, God gave that to us. God gives us the liberty and freedom, but
the liberty and the freedom, but
yes.
You know, to be sovereign. But I'm just saying, we can take license with that liberty and that freedom, as opposed to having the right to do something. You know, you have the right to free speech, but you don't necessarily have the right to slander somebody.
And you know, the word license can have a double meaning too, because we're kind of used to being having to pay for that.
Right. But, you know, I'm just getting at that sometimes they throw the word right around all the time, like everybody has a right, as opposed to, no, we have the liberty or the freedom. Doesn't mean that we exercise it correctly or rightly.
And this young quarterback, he has that.
Yeah,
you know, because other people have died. Other people of all colors have died in this nation for him to be able to take such a stand.
Yes.
Yes. All right. We're on the same page.
All right. That's what I thought. Well, like I said, it wasn't being nitpicky. I was just kind of, you know,
it's good to talk it out.
A little different look at it. Yeah.
It's good to talk it out. I appreciate it, Jim.
Thank you so much.
Here we go with a little bit more of a sovereign issue. And I'll throw that word around. This is taking place in Texas. It's the Texas bullet train, and it gets a little kink in it from the eminent domain. It says the Texas Central Railroad has been trying mightily to build a 240-mile-high speed train between Dallas and Houston. Desperate to build this train against fierce opposition from many Texans, Texas Central tried to circumvent the state's eminent domain law to keep the project chugging along. The company, which is partnered with Central Japan Railway, a Japanese firm, applied to the Federal Surface Transportation Board to be considered an interstate rail system. The company made this sneaky move so it could indiscriminately seize the property of Texan landowners to build its bullet train. Texas Central boasts the project is privately funded and will cost over $10 billion to construct. But eminent domain is a subsidy. As Stanford University economics professor Elaine Ethenven, I don't know how to say her name, who conducted a study of high-speed rail systems worldwide, explained to this person, which is Crystal Wright, who wrote this article for Newsmax. The nonprofit group Texans Against High-Speed Rail, TAHSR, submitted opposition statements to the board signed by more than 3,000 Texans voting to protect their land. I watched a Hallmark movie. I'm going to chase a little rabbit here. I watched a Hallmark movie this weekend. I think it was Friday evening. It had John Voight in it. He was a man, a rancher in the West, barely making a living, and had an angry neighbor next to him and a senator in the area that wanted the land. And so they went through the BLM, and they stole his deed, and they changed some information, and they shredded the original deed. He found out what happened, and he fought it. And he was taking a stand, much like the Bundys, and the Hammonds didn't, but the Bundys did. And he was taking a stand. His neighbors weren't going to stand with him, and then they changed their mind and decided to stand with him. The sheriff in the area said he had to obey the law. But the sheriff did some of his own investigating and found out what truly happened, and he got a stay for investigation. and held off the feds from taking John Voight's land. Now, I believe we need more movies to show what's going on across this great nation to take land, whether it's through bureaucracy, the BLM, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the U.S. Forest Service, the IRS, the Endangered Species, Agenda 21, regardless, it all goes against the American people and the life, liberty, and the pursuit for happiness. So I chased a rabbit. Let's get back to Texas over this rail. On July 18th, the board put a kink in Texan Central Tracks and ruled that the proposed rail line, as described, does not require board approval, as it would be constructed and operated entirely within the state of Texas and would not be part of the interstate rail network. Should Texas Central develop concrete plans that would make the line part of the interstate rail network, such as an actual through ticketing arrangement with Amtrak, or a shared station with an interstate passenger rail train, Texas Central could seek board authority at that time. In other words, what they're saying here, and the article goes on, it's 2 pages long, because they were only there, which I don't quite understand, because we know that eminent domain has taken place when it wasn't interstate, but because of the likeness of this being a railroad, and it wasn't interstate, it didn't qualify for the eminent domain. Now, I read it quickly, and that was what I gathered from it. So they're going to have to regroup, and if they get together with another rail, which I don't know that they will with the characteristic of what they're building, but here it is. At least they got shot down. 3,000 Texans fighting it because it's going to take their land. It's going to force their land out of their hands, their livelihood. For now, they're safe. But the battle is not over, I'm certain. Just like with the Hallmark movie, it was a stay. A reprieve for just now for future investigation. And we the people have to fight for our liberty, our freedom, our sovereignty every step of the way in this nation, because we have career politicians instead of statesmen in D.C. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
CJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
It's time to go back to school with Tupperware. That's right. Tupperware can help you get your student ready for school, whether it's kindergarten, elementary, high school, or off to college. The convenience of airtight, watertight containers can store just about anything you need to keep protected. School lunches, Eco water bottles, which are great if you're a walker, a jogger, or a biker, too. Soup mugs, cereal bowls, sandwich containers. Store those pens and pencils. Keep your makeup stored. Carrying soap and shower needs back and forth. Q-tips, cotton balls, containers for everything. Tupperware is versatile, efficient, affordable, and economical. Stow, go, store, stay. Keep your items neat, organized, safe, and dry. Tupperware is going back to school with you. Let Beth Mitchell be your Tupperware consultant. Remember, Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. Contact Beth today at bethmitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSC Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Oh, how sweet it is. JLS Research, makers of the all-natural and effective No BO deodorant, offers CSC Talk Radio listeners a common-sense alternative to deodorants containing aluminum and other harmful chemicals. No BO is a unique deodorant, fully guaranteed to contain only natural ingredients. It doesn't treat the symptom called body odor. It treats the cause of the condition, underarm bacteria. We all must use deodorant, so why not choose the most effective deodorant while steering clear of all those containing harmful chemicals? Only a small amount of No BO is required to be effective, so you can finally enjoy the sweet smell of success. No BO deodorant offers a full guarantee to eliminate body odor or your money back. The sweet smell of success is No BO. Order now, no-bo.com, or just give JLS Research a call at 334-343-2001. No-bo.com. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. I have another article, and I know that this last segment is not going to be long enough for me to share the entire thing with you, but I wanted to share a couple other little funnies with you. Well, actually, only one's funny, and it's not really all that funny because there's too much truth mixed in it, and truth sometimes isn't funny. But it was intended to be funny. It's a little poster of Hillary Clinton, and she says, "I don't negotiate with terrorists. I charge a flat fee." And we're finding out more and more that that's exactly what's been going on. They have been making some pretty big deals pay to play. Well, a Missourian president made this statement. And I want you to think about this statement. Because I reported to you several months back, Mitch McConnell, he only makes like a little over $120,000, something like that, $1,000. That's his salary. But after 6 years serving, he's worth $24 million. That's a heck of a savings plan. Heck of a savings plan. And he's not alone. And that's why I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. They are career politicians, not statesmen, and they are not. They are not guarding your security. They are not minding your purse. They are not taking care of this nation. Well, Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Now, I believe in paying them to do the job. And if I just made a third of what Mitch McConnell was making, or some of the other senators and representatives were making, I'd at least have a salary to go home with. I'm making nothing. And they're getting rich. Many of you are making nothing. And they're getting rich. And Hillary won't even go look at the people in Louisiana. But Hillary talks about the evil rich people. Well, she ought to know, shouldn't she? Well, another one of Obama's parting gifts, and that's the article I'm not going to be able to finish talking about. While we're chasing all these distractions, let's talk a little bit about budget and economy. The President Obama ends his second term. He's leaving plenty of political parting gifts, and the latest is a 35% single-year increase in the federal budget deficit and rising trajectory of spending and debt as a share of the economy. And Hillary Clinton's campaign promises for more stimulus. Spending next year suddenly looks a lot more politically problematic. And that's the story you haven't read. From the Congressional Budget Office, latest fiscal and economic outlook released this week. Now, they have the majority. Remember that. They have the majority. For the 2016 fiscal year that ends next month, CBO now forecasts that revenues will rise by only $26 billion, while outlays will increase by $178 billion. The federal deficit will therefore rise from $438 billion to $590 billion, the biggest deficit since 2013. Why can't they stop the bleeding? Why is it important that the Republicans have the majority? Tell me about that. They passed this? Yeah, they did. Absolutely they did. And Wisconsin put Ryan back in charge. We tried to get rid of him. We couldn't do it. Roy Blunt's whining here in Missouri, we've got to keep the majority. Why, Roy? Why? What difference does it make, to quote Hillary Clinton? It's made absolutely no difference. Who has the majority in D.C.? Because the D.C. occupiers are all the same, with an exception of maybe a few who are fighting and trying. And those aren't the ones that are in the limelight. No, they're not. They're not the ones anyone's talking about. They're the quiet statesmen fighting for their states, trying to make a difference. They're not the loud mouths that are in front of the cameras every day. Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, they should be in prison. Yeah, they should. For what they have done, and anybody connected with it. How many do you think that will take in D.C.? How many names do you think might be involved in this list? Many of them refuse. They absolutely refuse to endorse Donald Trump, who's part of their party. They don't like him. Why? He's done nothing. He's done nothing yet. Well, the American people don't like them who are doing nothing when they have the majority. Give us the majority, we'll take care of Obamacare. Give us the majority, we'll do this. Give us the majority, we'll do that. And we gave them the majority and they did nothing. They did nothing. They can't indict Hillary Clinton. They can say she lied. They have proof she lied. They have proof of hidden emails of her trying to wipe off servers, and now they have even the software that she used, which is kind of unusual. yet they've done nothing to bring justice to the American people. The IRS goes after conservatives. They do nothing to make right the wrongs done against the United States. We the people. We the supposedly sovereign people. Once again, I encourage you to go back to my website. Go to the podcast. Look at July 4th and listen to the reading of the Declaration of Independence. I've been listening to it over and over and over again, even though it's my voice. Because it's a slap in the face and a reminder of the sacrifices that were made and what this nation was going through under the dictatorship of a king. It's no different now. It's just we have too many kings up there. It's king government. DC occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, and we have quarterbacks who think they can't be proud of a nation that is so divided. Well, it's up to us to unite, and they are in fear that we will do that because they know we are Dorothy. We have those ruby red slippers, and all we need to do is click together, and we the people most assuredly will bring America home.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at CSCTalkRadio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
It was once said, "The pen is mightier than the sword." We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.